All right, Canes fans, very excited to be joined now by Miami Hurricanes linebacker and Canes Connection athlete, Wesley Bissanth. Wesley, how you doing today, man? Appreciate your time today.
I'm doing good, man.
Here with Canes Connection, we'll get into your partnership and your relationship with them in a little bit here. But the big news I have to ask you about first, we were talking to your teammate, Raul Aguirre, earlier. Coach D. Nick, your position coach there, getting that new title, that fancy title as co-defensive coordinator. Talk to me a little bit about your relationship with Coach D. Nick and you know, just that move for him and your feelings on it.
Man, my relationship with Coach D. Nick, man, we're very close. And I'm very excited he got the position, man. I feel like he's a very creative mind. I feel like he's going to put us in the best position to make plays on this defense and execute the defense. And I'm very excited about it, and I can't wait to get to work.
You know, when I think about you, I think about, as far as with the University of Miami, I think about Mario Cristobal's first press conference. He takes off his jacket, and he goes straight to watch you play, still wearing the same suit. Mm-hmm. How'd that make you feel that right from the beginning of Mario Cristobal era here at Miami, really the first person he goes to see is you?
Man, it was amazing to me. You know, he was fresh off a plane for Miami Central to be his first stop. Man, it was an amazing feeling, man. And I'm blessed. And you know, that really caught my eye. And you know, that's what made me a Cane.
You mentioned Miami Central. Obviously, that has been a very good program, not just in terms of winning state championships every year, but sending players to Miami that are
great program. It's been a great program. I'll correct you right there. It's not a good program. It's a great program.
Great program. Mm-hmm. And then kids that are ready to play and really understand the game of football intellectually. So just what did playing at Central do to prepare you for this level of football?
My head coach, Coach Jude Joseph, man. My linebackers coach, Coach P, man. They prepared me well for college. At Central, we had a college-like defense. So when I came in, you know, I started off pretty slow, but I picked up pretty fast. You know, I was an early enrollee, so you know, I rolled right into it. I picked it up pretty fast, and by the end of the year, I was starting. I feel like them two coaches, they prepared me well in high school, and I feel like the whole Central program going to prepare you well for college. I feel like they just the workouts and the way they prepare you with meetings and, you know, early practices, you know, they have all that. So when you get here, it's nothing new. You're already used to it.
What would you say is your favorite or your best memory from playing high school football down here in South Florida?
I'll probably have to say my state championship game my sophomore year. We played, I think, Edgewater. It was something like that, Edgewater. Drove up to Daytona Beach. That was my favorite game. That's when I got my first ring, my first state championship ring.
And then my last question in terms of the high school stuff, because everyone knows South Florida is the place when it comes to talent coming out. Who was the best player that you saw? It doesn't have to be someone you played against, but even growing up watching ball down here, I mean, who were kind of on that Mount Rushmore for you growing up?
For me, it'll probably have to be he played running back for us at Miami Central. His name was Lexington Joseph.
Of course,
he had number four, Flex. Yep. For some reason, I seen Flex do some crazy stuff. For some reason, he always did something that caught my eye. So he'll probably have to be like one of my favorite players.
There you go. I like that.
You know, I was on social media today. I saw that you posted a weight gain. You were 193 pounds when you got in here. Now you're 222. You know, still in shape. How did you? That's a lot of weight to put on. It's a lot of eating, a lot of lifting. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that process to get from where you were to where you are now.
Man, I'm not gonna say it was easy. You definitely gotta eat. You gotta drink your protein shakes. Like, it's a lot, and it's crazy because when I went to go pick up dinner from the players lounge yesterday, our head nutritionist, she called me over. She was like, I put on 30 pounds since I've been here, and I only put on 4% was body fat.
Oh,
so I put on wait, hold on, hold on. I put on 30 pounds and only 4 of it was body fat.
4 pounds of it was body fat, yeah.
Yeah, so the rest of it was muscle.
How do you feel differently? I mean, we see you on the field. You're still fast. You're still moving around. But just carrying that extra weight, how does it feel?
Man, I feel more explosive. I feel like I'm stronger. I feel stronger, more explosive. I needed it. I needed it to, you know, be able to finish blocks on the field with the O lineman. You know, I'm hitting O lineman consistently. So you need that weight to be able to do it all game long.
Wesley, I wanted to talk a little bit about Kane's Connection. Obviously, this interview is in partnership with Kane's Connection. Mm-hmm. Just talk to me and Danny here about, you know, the opportunities provided to you by Kane's Connection and to, provided to you and your family.
Oh, man, I feel like Kane's Connection, they helped me expand my brand, you know what I'm saying? They helped me expand my brand. Just a great company that, you feel me, that helps the players, not just me, just helps all the players expand their brand and get their name out there for more people to, you know about them and to, for the fans to interact with their players, know more stuff about the players.
You know? And that's obviously building your brand is such an important part of today in college football and in college sports, right? I mean, let's get to know Wesley outside of the football field. Let's talk about some of your interests outside of football. I mean, what's a normal day when you're done with your all your football work, when you're done with your film study, all your school work, obviously. What are some of the things that you're doing or things that interest you?
Outside the facility, I'm a big movie person. So I like to watch movies. I search up old movies, new movies. It don't matter. If I never watched it, I'm going to watch it. So if I did watch it, I'm going to watch it. So I'm a big movie guy. Probably just like to lay down, you know, relax, watch a quick little movie.
So what are some of your favorite movies that you've watched over the time?
I have to say Fast and the Furious. I'm a big fan of Fast and the Furious. I like all of them. I'm a big fan of the movie Friday. I love Friday. And I like Soul Plane.
Yeah, man, it's funny because like I was a kid when that movie came out. You probably weren't even born yet. That's like watching like a black and white movie for you. That's like old, way past your time. It still holds up.
Yeah. Yep.
So on the football field, you know, when you started playing, were you always a linebacker? Were you a receiver or running back? Or
when I first started playing, I was a center. Like when my first year I played
not embarrassed.
Center. Yeah, that's crazy. My first year I played center, and then I moved to DN. I was a stand up DN, and then when I turned like 10, is the first year I played linebacker. And ever since then, I've been at linebacker.
Now we've seen high school defensive ends move to linebacker, maybe offensive players or safeties move to linebackers. You played linebacker in high school, so what is it about that position that you think suits you as a person and as a player?
Man, I feel like the position was made for me. I feel like I'm aggressive. I love to hit. I'm fast. And I love to get to the ball. And I was just always a playmaker at that position. I feel like the position was just made out for me. And I feel like I'm going to do some big things at it.
Wesley, let's talk a little bit about that room that you're a part of, that linebacker room, right? I mean, there's a lot of guys who can run, who can hit, right, who can get sideline to sideline, who can play in coverage, who can blitz, right? So in your eyes, how's that room coming together? A lot of young guys in there. You're one of the older guys now, obviously, you and Francisco.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just talk about how you think that room is coming together as a whole.
Oh, man, I feel like we're a brotherhood, man. You know, just I feel like the young guys are starting to, like, you know, grasp everything, become more comfortable with the defense. You know, I love to see it. You know, me and Kiko, Francisco, my bad, we call him Kiko.
Yeah.
We try to lead the younger guys. You know, whenever they ask us questions, we answering them. And, you know, even some of the freshmen, like, picking it up quick. And, you know, it's great to see, like, very smart, you know. Man, I feel like we're a brotherhood. We all help each other when one needs help. And I feel like that's what's going to help your team and your position group get better. You know, we can't be selfish. You got to help one another to be successful.
Wesley, when you decided to come to Miami, obviously stayed home, had an opportunity to go pretty much anywhere you wanted in the country, right? So just talk to us a little bit about what it's been like for your family to, you know, still have that tight relationship with them. You can see them anytime you want. They can come to all your games, and how it's played out for you in that sense.
Man, I'm glad I chose home. Just for my mom, my mom's right down the street. Just for my mom to just pull up to the game, drive like 5 minutes, man, it's great. You know, see their faces. I don't gotta, you know, and I could go see their faces any day of the week. So, man, it's a great experience, you know, just to play college ball at home and still see your family.
So you've been grabbing a couple extra plates when you go home and you come back to campus. That's a secret to the weight gain, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What's the go-to meal at home?
Probably go get some spaghetti with some garlic bread.
That'll put the weight on you for sure. No. D, anything else here before we let Wesley go here in a minute?
Just the goals, you know, for you personally, the team, just some goals for the season.
Oh man, for me personally, I'm looking to have a big year, man. I feel like what the defense is gonna do, what the team gonna do, I feel like nobody's gonna be ready for it. I feel like 2024 Miami Hurricanes are coming different this year, but can't do no talking, got to put it into action.
Listen, man, we can't wait to watch you. Best of luck this season. I know you've been working hard, classroom, weight room. They don't know what goes into what you do, man. It's a lot. We appreciate you, mm-hmm. and hope you have a great season.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Rockets for life, man.
Rockets for life, baby.